The Lord is calling us higher, and it starts with prayer. Join us week after week as ministry leaders from all over the world intercede on behalf of the singles. The Singles Prayer Call is designed to encourage single women and men to become whole, to develop a strong relationship with Christ, to produce good fruit in their lives, to find their purpose, to work in excellence, to develop a stronger prayer life, and reading the Word of God. Stay tuned for the Singles Prayer Call.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to all those who are listening in different parts of the world. Welcome to a new episode. I am Coach Danielle Powell, aka Coach Danny. I am the founder of Singles to Pray. If you are new here, if you are single, feel free to join my private Facebook group named Singles to Pray. We would love to have you. Shout out to my Singles to Pray family. I am a content creator for YouVersion. I have many devotionals for my singles and just Christian devotionals on that app. It's a great app. Feel free to download it. You can have the Bible on the go, or you can log on to Bible.com. It's the same company. And I'm also a Christian life coach. If you are looking for coaching, you need help on your single journey, or maybe you have an idea that you need to come to life, you need help getting it together, or maybe you just need accountability and you need help accomplishing those goals, feel free to sign up for a discovery call at my website, DanniellePowell.com. I would love to coach you. So many of you have been, you know, tuning into the podcast, or you're in the Singles Who Pray group, or just connected to me on Facebook or Instagram, you know that I have been on a break for a few weeks, and it's been going great. It's like the last day of me being on my break. I'm going to be back on social media a little for like a week. Well, it's back on Facebook and Instagram for a week or so, but I'm going to take another break for July. I'm sorry, guys, but I have to be obedient to what the Lord is telling me to do in this season. Because first, I thought I was just going to be back, but just during this last few weeks, God just told me you're going to come back in August. So I'm going to rock out for a week or so, and then I'm going to get back on my break. Obedience, obedience, obedience is just what I've been hearing in this season, and I have to be obedient to the Lord first before I do anything else. And I know many people can't understand where I'm coming from with that. So continue to pray for me, because I'm always praying for you guys. If you are my Single Soup Pray group, I'm going to continue to try to like keep popping in and out, you know, during the week with you guys, because I got to keep covering you guys. But I have to be obedient this season. So happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. You guys are amazing. We appreciate you and we need you. A special happy Father's Day to my dad. He is the greatest person that I know. I am a daddy's girl, and he has always supported me, even in my seasons of crazy times, because I was such a rebellious teenager. I gave my father problems, but he never stopped loving me. He never stopped, you know, praying for me. He continued to push me to be the person that the Lord was calling me to be. And I have learned the power of prayer through him. I have, you know, he has pushed me to have my own relationship with Christ and just, you know, being an advocate in my community. Just certain things I just watch him do. He's just such an amazing example of what a godly man should be. And I'm so grateful for my dad. So this morning, I'm going to post our episode. He did a special prayer for the fathers on my podcast. I'm going to post that throughout the Father's Day weekend. So tune in. My father can pray. He's so anointed. So happy Father's Day to all the dads. And I pray that this is just a great weekend. We need you. We love you. And we appreciate you. So this is going to be a short episode. I have two like dreams I want to share. And if you're new here, the Lord you know, speaks to me a lot through dreams and visions prophetically. So sometimes I would share, the Lord leads me to share. I just don't share this to share. But when God tells me to share it, I'm going to share it. And always take every word to the Lord in prayer from me or anyone. Take every word to the Lord in prayer. But I truly believe that this word is going to speak to someone, encourage someone, give someone revelation. And I do believe this is kind of like a corporate work. I don't just think it's for one person. I think it's for a few people, a group of people. So I had a dream, I believe it was the beginning of the week. And in the dream, it was full of people that was there to celebrate. First, I didn't know what they were really celebrating. And there were many people in the room that I knew. Some people were saying happy birthday to me. Some people were saying congratulations. It was like a divided group, kind of. Like different people were saying different things. And I kept saying, it's not my birthday, guys. And some of them were bringing me gifts and like really giving me gifts in my hand. And I'm still like, guys, what are we celebrating? It's my birthday. What's going on? And I kept going to different people, trying to ask people. And I don't know, for some reason they were muted. Like they didn't say anything. Just like, was like, their expression was like, take the gift, girl. And I'm just like, why are you doing this? And I just kept saying, why are you doing this? And I started breaking down, like crying. And I'm about to cry now. This makes me remember the moment. I just broke down, like, is this all for me? Is this all for me? And I just started crying. And another thing that I noticed in dream that was kind of interesting was I noticed there were some people in the dream that were there that they didn't really like me. Like, you know, these are people that I know in real life that I know they don't really like me. And, you know, like, I get along with everyone. I'm one of those, if you know me for real, you know I get along with everyone. Even people that don't like me, I can still exist with you. But, you know, you just know when people don't like you, right? So it was some people in the dream that I know don't really like me. And for some reason in the dream, they were acting right. They weren't hating. They weren't acting petty. They were just, you know, celebrating. It was no, you know, no drama, nothing. And that spoke volumes to me, because I believe in this season, like, even your enemies are going to bless you. Your enemies are going to celebrate you, because they even brought gifts as well. But like in the dream, I feel like they were a little close to me. So that was kind of like, I had to discern that part, and God gave me a revelation about that as well, is that even in when God starts to, you know, when you're in a season of celebration, you still have to discern the people around you that are celebrating you, making sure that they are really for you, right? And I believe that God is going to cause this season to be such a great season of celebrations. We're already in the season of celebrations in the natural, graduations, you know, then engagements start to happen and weddings and all this great stuff. So we are in a great season of celebrations already. But in this dream, it was just, God was just like bringing the gifts in the dream. And that is a word for someone after all the pain, the hurt, all the stuff you had to go through the last 2 years. Some people it's been 10 years, 5 years, or maybe just a few months. God is going to allow the celebrations to happen for you. God is going to allow people to celebrate you in this season, because God is making good on all the promises he has for your life. And as I go back to the dream, people that were saying happy birthday, to me, that symbolized, because happy birthday always symbolized a new year, a new beginning. Anything that we think about when it comes to birthdays is a happy feeling, because, oh, I made it to a new year. So I do believe these two different sayings was still in a form of celebration, and that because it was two different sayings, it means double blessings. It's going to be different things that you will be celebrating for. God has given you double for your trouble, for real. And God is going to surprise you in Jesus' name. God is going to surprise you in Jesus' name. Let's go to Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And another thing when it comes to like prophetic dreams and things like that, if I can, I try to be aware of all of how I feel when I wake up from a dream. Do I feel happy? Do I feel sad? Do I feel confused? Do I feel anxious? And for this dream, I woke up really happy. It was very peaceful. So I knew for a fact that this dream was very on point and it was very godly. So I believe that the Lord his face is going to shine upon you. The Lord make his face shine upon you in this season. You will have peace. You will have joy. You will really say, finally, this is my season of celebration. This is my season. God is, doing a new thing. So let's go to Ephesians 3:20. This is a very popular scripture. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we can ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. God is going to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask or think. And we have to truly believe this verse, because sometimes we have, a vision of things, how things are going to plan out. And God has a bigger plan than what we have. We can't even imagine it, because God has the plan, and allow God to surprise you in this season. We serve a God of surprises. Look at Jesus. He surprised so many people when he rose on the third day. I'm pretty sure some people believe that he would, rise again, but some people didn't believe that. And it was a surprise to many. And I believe that God is going to surprise many of you. Like, I just feel it so strongly. And if I could testify really quickly, I'm not going to say exact everything, because I can't even reveal the surprise that I experienced this month, because like I said earlier, obedience. Sometimes God would tell you to do things that you don't understand why and why you should do this, but you just have to be obedient. And I just feel like me being obedient to God telling me to get off of Facebook and IG, Instagram, that was just something that, I needed to do. But anyway, I had a surprise when it came to ministry, something that I was, I thought it would take many, not even many years, but I just didn't think it's going to happen as quickly as it's going to happen now. And I'm not going to say anything yet, because when it happens, you guys would know. But it's just something that it came to me and it was unexpected. Like, I was shocked. I was like, what? Like, I was really like, what? But it's a blessing. It's a great thing. But it was a big surprise, because I was just like, what? I'm still sitting like, what? But that's what God is doing in this season. He's surprising us like never before. And even in another situation that I have been praying for about almost 2 years, there were some delays on certain things, or just not seeing any victory in a certain area, about something I've been praying for, and I just needed God to give us the victory. And surprisingly, this big victory came, and I'm still like, it's a big thing. And I've been praying for this thing for 2 years, and just out of nowhere, I've been praying for it, it happened. So to God be the glory, to God be the glory, to God be the glory. God is surprising us in this season. So I have another dream that I feel like it ties into everything that I'm saying on today. So in this dream, I had this dream actually last night. And in the dream, it was me and another person in the dream. And this person I know for sure is divinely connected to me. And I know God has sent this person in my life to encourage, and this person is divinely connected to me, like I just said. So the dream really makes sense on so many levels. I'm not going to say everything, because, but I still believe this message is for corporately for a lot of people. So in the dream, it was me and the other person, and there were bins, a huge bin of new clothes. And if you have been tuning into my episodes, I mentioned another time that there was a bin of shoes in another, I don't know what's going on with these bins, but in the other dream, it was another bin, but it was new shoes. So God is doing something new in this season. Like when God gives me dreams of like in a serious type of way, God is about to do something major. So in this particular dream, there was a big, huge bin. Like it wasn't even like you can fit this in a garage. Like we were like in a small warehouse with this bin, and it had nothing but new clothes with tags on it. It was a lot of different, you know, colors, like very colorful items, and some things were just, you know, new, but it was a lot of, it was so much clothes. Like, and we were both sitting, like not sitting, but standing, like looking down, like we kept looking at each other like, what are we gonna do with all this new stuff? Like I was like, I don't know. And it was just a lot of clothes, and a lot of them were colorful and brand new. And when I kept seeing like a lot of the colorful clothes, it really reminded me of Joseph and his coat of many colors. And Joseph was given that coat before he really was truly, like, he was operating a little bit in his gifts, but we know that he, you know, went down and did a lot of great things in his life. But you know, when he received the coat from Jacob, that was the beginning kind of his journey, right? So go with me to hold on, guys. Yeah, so, oh, here it is. So, guys, go with me to Genesis 37 and 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all of his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And the coat of many colors represented his birthright, honor, and many people would say that, you know, the garment was given to him, to Joseph, because it kind of made him set apart from his brothers, and kind of in a way that he was above his brothers. But you know, that's what, you know, that's why the brothers were jealous, because they felt that he was being, you know, elevated, and you know, that he was, they looked at it like he was better than them, because you know, Jacob was showing favoritism to Joseph, and his brothers did not like that at all. But Jacob really saw something very significant in Joseph. He saw him. He saw his visions. He saw his dreams. And we know later in life, everything that Joseph said came to pass. And I do believe that the colorful clothing in the dream is representing a new beginning for many of you. New doors are being opening, new destinies. And then because there's a coat of many colors, I really believe that Joseph was the generational breaker in his family. You know, even though they didn't like it at the time, he stepped in and he broke many generational curses in his family. He was anointed to do that. And I believe that many of you are going to change the dynamics of your family, the mindsets, and not just in your family, just in your community. You're going to change the narrative in your community. You're going to change systems in this world, and you are called to do it. And I believe it was so many clothes, because there are many of you, and many of you know Singles of Prayer is a very diverse group. Many of you are from different, I feel like I don't even know anyone really in Singles group that's from New York. Like, you guys are all from different places, different states, countries. Like, we make up such a great diverse group of people. So I really believe that all the different clothing represents many of us. We're in different places, and God is going to use us in different areas where we are. We're going to be the first to do certain things, and we have to have that, you know, faith in God, that confidence to get the job done, to do all that the Lord is calling us to do. So I pray that this message helps someone and is clear, and that it really speaks to someone on today, because I cannot let.
Ta-da. us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you for this being a day that we have never seen before. We thank you for being a God that never fails. We thank you, Lord, for loving us over and over and over again. Just for that, we just want to give you all the honor and the praise. Lord, we thank you for this being a season of great celebrations, God, blessings, your promises being fulfilled in the lives of your believers. Lord, we thank you for the abundance that will be coming. We thank you for the abundance of rain that is coming in this season, God. Prepare us for what you are looking to do in this season, God. Get us ready for all that you are calling us to be in this season, oh God. Lord, help us to make room for the blessings that are coming, oh God. Help us to be in alignment with your perfect will, oh God. Get things out of our hearts, get things out of our minds, get things out of our atmosphere, hallelujah, that is not of you, God, that could be a hindrance, that could be a distraction, oh God, that could be a blockage in this season, oh God. Lord, help us to see things how you are seeing things. Give us new mindsets, oh God, new perspectives, oh God, a new hunger to know you like never before, God. Help us to stay in your word, oh God, to stay in prayer, oh God, to be intentional of the things of God in this season, God. Help us to give all of our worries, all of our thoughts, all of our insecurities, anything that can be a hindrance in this season, God. Lord, help us to give it all to you, oh God. Lord, I thank you for how you are going to open major doors for many of the singles, oh God. We thank you for the new books that are being written. We thank you for the new projects that are being put together. We thank you for the new mantles that are being passed in this season to the singles and the believers, oh God. Thank you for the new establishments. I don't know where that's coming from. New establishments that is coming into this season, oh God. We thank you for the new ideas, oh God. We thank you for the new dreams that we will dream, the visions that we will see, that will align with your perfect will for our lives. We thank you for the fathers on today, God. Continue to cover them, continue to bless them, continue to protect them, continue to uplift them in this season. Give them strength, oh God. Give them your vision, oh God. Then give them provision. Make way out of no ways, God, for them, oh God. Give them abundance of blessings in this season, God. So continue to touch your believers, anoint them afresh, oh God, bringing them closer to you in this season. Lord, I pray for anyone that's listening that has heard the message or has been listening to this podcast, that their hearts is being changed towards you, that they will want to know you like never before. If they don't know you, they never gave their life to Christ, God, Lord, let this be an opportunity that they would give their life totally over to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. They belong to you, Lord. So we thank God in advance for the souls that are being saved in this season. Give you all the honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I pray this message has blessed someone. And if you are someone that was listening to this message and you want to give your life to Christ, feel free to reach out to me. Message me on Facebook. Message me on Instagram. My mailbox, even when I'm on break, I do check my messages. Feel free to reach out to me. I would love to pray for you and connect with you in Jesus' name. So you guys have a blessed weekend and be encouraged. God bless.